very helpful teaching for people with chronic pain. And that it's a that the Buddha himself, the only way he could experience comfort was to completely disconnect his attention from the perceptual realm. And that if he was in ordinary everyday activity relating to the people, the sense world, and the people around him and his own body, it was painful. The kind of mental image of the Buddha is like a Buddha Rupa that sits there utterly sort of still and serene. But that particular teaching, I think, is extremely relevant because physical pain is so prevalent in so many people's lives, and yet the Buddha could have chronic pain and is absolutely not a problem, and not be creating suffering around it. And also, from time to time, being prepared to take action to relieve it, like when
Yes.
he's giving a Dhamma talk and saying, "Mahakachana, the assembly is still wide awake. My back is paining me. I'm going to go and stretch my back to ease it. So please carry on giving a Dhamma talk. The assembly is wide awake." So he took action to relieve his physical pain. So again, I feel that's a very helpful sort of guideline for people with chronic pain, painful feelings, that well, being equanimous with pain doesn't mean not doing anything about it.
Yeah, or just just sort of toughing it out.
Yeah.
You do something to relieve it.